Doctor Who and the Time Warrior by Terence Dix, read by Jeremy Bullock. Prologue. Lynx was his name. He was a microsecond from obliteration. A million miles out in the sterile black infinity, his starship sensors had warned him of the asteroid belt. His heavy triple-digit hand moved just once, and the starship, silent as a whisper in the night, curved in towards the very center of the belt. It was a tired, suicidal gamble. An eon had passed since his first sighting of the Rutan squadron. He had been making a flypast through the constellation of Sagittarius, where Rutan forces were reported to be massing, when the fighters had vectored onto him. Lynx was flying a reconnaissance ship, a lightly armed V-class cruiser. He had turned for base, engaging spectronic drive and confident that he could outrun the fighters. But they had stayed with him. Worse, they had outmaneuvered him, cutting off every twist and turn, seeming to anticipate every feint and stratagem he had dredged up from his long career in the Space Corps. The Rutan leader was an expert. Lynx knew the difficulty of holding a squadron in combat formation. But all through the long chase, the 9 pursuit ships had maintained their perfect parabola, never varying by a single degree, never offering the faintest hope of breaking past them. Lynx had waited. His ship matched the fighters in speed. They had no chance of coming within torpedo range. Normally, in such a situation, the pursuing force eventually broke off the chase. In 3 galactic wars against the Rutans, as each side developed increasingly sophisticated sensors, Lynx had grown accustomed to these inconclusive encounters. Not so apparently in the Rutan leader's case. He held on with dogged persistency, forcing Lynx's cruiser inexorably further and further out from the center of the galaxy. They were already among the fringe systems when Lynx, with chilled respect, suddenly appreciated the depths of the Rutan's strategy. Saw how long ago the plan had formulated. Soon he would be driven out even beyond the fringes of the galaxy, out into the deep space of the intergalactic wastes, out into the terrible regions where even light itself faded and died. The vortex. The great ebb. They would finish him there. That was the chosen killing ground. And the Rutan leader had seen it all in the first flashing instant of contact, seen his opening in the very second that Lynx turned for home, seen, 1,000 parsecs away, the inevitable end. As his starship plunged into the great ebb and lost...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?